We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
I could do a chin-up.
Yeah?
At least one.
Okay.
I could do maybe three.
Three chin-ups?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Nick said he would bet his next seven paychecks that I can't do a single pull-up. I'll take that bet.
Yeah?
I know I can do one pull-up.
Which one? The chin-up or the pull-up?
Even if it's knuckles in, the pull-up, okay?
Yeah.
One?
No, you can't do one.
I don't think you could do one either.
Really?
Nope.
You don't think I could do one?
We've got more texts on this. One, if Howard does three chin-ups, I'll eat a flip-flop. One, no way Howard can do any chin-ups. I'd like to see a challenge. He says he can do three. Are you bleeping kidding me?
There's got to be something here somewhere that could be.
Should you want to make it a Twitter poll?
What are you setting the line at? I mean, chin-ups are easier.
Chin-ups are easier. Pull-ups?
So pull-up, you don't think I could do one pull-up?
No, I don't.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
And the story was written that he did not. Pull-ups are harder than chin-ups. A lot harder than chin-ups. Good morning. It is Football Friday here on WGR. I already got the conversation rolling. You guys are just waking up and turning on the radio. Man, we're fired up on Twitter because I got up early and put up a Twitter poll, and a lot of people are voting wrong. So we'll get to that, of course. It's Football Friday. Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino presents Football Friday, the official casino of the Buffalo Bills. And by Rocket Mortgage, by Quicken Loans 2019 Pro Football Pick'em. Football Friday. You made it to the weekend. There is snow on the ground if you look outside. That might not be the best thing you could see. But, you know, we accept that it's there. Snow on the ground. The Sabres play at 2 o'clock. The Bills play Sunday at 1 in Cleveland. All is right with the world. Nah, some stuff. The Raiders won last night. That's a playoff picture conversation. We'll talk about that a little bit. Sal Capaccio joins me at 7. We've got Murph at 8:30. Head coach Sean McDermott joins us usually in the 9 o'clock hour of this show. Brad Ryder's going to stop in. He's got a new trivia game that you're going to see on shelves this holiday season. And it's always good to talk to Brad because, you know, Brad's cool. So that's the plan for today. And you're welcome to join us at any point. Jeremy White with you. Derek Kramer is producing. And now we must get to this Twitter poll that I don't know if I'm surprised by the results. I think I am, because I just put up the most easy question about this Bills team. And it feels like it is the conversation around the Bills right now. And the poll is, do you care what the wins look like? Yes or no? Simple as that. Do you care what they look like? It feels like for most of the year, we've talked about what the wins look like and who they're against. I mean, that might be the bigger conversation. You know, who you beat and how does it look? The Patriots have beaten pretty much the same teams and looked much more impressive. They've dominated their opposition. The Bills have not really done that too much. You've got other teams like, I don't know, who's got the best win on the schedule. Did San Francisco beat Seattle, right? Did Green Bay beat a couple good teams? Point being that the Bills don't really have a signature and or impressive win yet. And this Browns game might not present that opportunity, but whatever. They're 6-2, and you can't take that away from him. It's not to say that the 6-2 is phony, but do you care what it looks like? How they win? Do you care how the wins look? And I tinkered with the idea of having a fun web poll, which would have been your options are yes, or, well, obviously yes, and the third choice would be, of course, yes. Instead, I just made it yes or no. And I guess I should not be stunned that no is winning. And I just want to say, what? Who doesn't care what the wins look like? You know, when you call and say a win's a win, I know what you mean. You're just saying like, hey, I'm happy. Because you don't want to sound like a complainer, I guess. Like, I don't want to sound like I'm complaining about 6-2. I think the notion that Bills fans are upset at the team because of the way they've played is wildly overblown. I've really been of the opinion that everybody is pretty good on where they are. But what in the world are 68% of you voting no for? I think you're not. Are you just trying to get my head around this? Are you just protecting yourself? Are you protecting the Bills a little bit? Of course you care what they look like. If they go out and drop a 50 burger on the Browns, you know, puff your chest out and say, peace, Browns, thanks for coming, and you're going to watch them rocket up the power rankings two or three spots and tweet that to your friends and say, that's right, Josh Allen's the man, four touchdown passes, ripped up the Browns, and it'll be a win. Will it be a win's a win? Or is it only a win when it's not necessarily as pretty as that, you know? If they smoke the Browns or if they get Baltimore here and beat Baltimore by, it doesn't matter what you beat Baltimore by, beating Baltimore will mean more to you than beating Miami. And because of that, that means you care what the wins look like. Of course you should care what the wins look like. You should care what they look like, who they're against, who's in. If Josh Allen got benched and Matt Barkley were to go in and throw seven touchdowns in 2 weeks, you should care about that. Of course you should care what the wins look like. Why is everybody voting no? No. The only place that's acceptable is in the playoffs. Or clinching games. But on the way there, these next 8 weeks are teams that are going to make it. Right? Of the 12 playoff teams, how many do we know are going to make it? Probably 8 to 10. The last spot is up for grabs in the AFC. And there are two spots up for grabs in the AFC. And there are two spots up for grabs in the NFC. I guess divisions are on the line too, but you have a pretty good idea of who's going to make it, right? The Patriots, the Ravens, the Chiefs, the Texans are going to make it. Maybe the Colts and the Bills. Or maybe drop the Colts because Jacoby Brissett's not healthy or just because they falter, and include the Raiders. But you've probably got 8 teams for 6 spots, maybe even 7 teams for 6 spots. And in the NFC, it might be a similar picture. You've got more teams that are over 500. But the Bills sit at 6-2. I was looking at this. There are 14 teams that are within one game of the Bills or better, 5-3 or better. 32 teams in the NFL, 14 of them are 5-3 or better. I'm not here to say that the Bills 6-2 doesn't count, but I mean, the team cares what they look like. How does anybody say you don't care what the wins look like? You've got to care. Don't we care about who's on the roster and who's on the team and how the coach looks, and are they taking penalties? Are they taking personal fouls? Are they committing holding calls? Is Cody Ford up to the job at right tackle? Is Ty Nsekhe playing the full game there? Is Tre'Davious White locking down Odell Beckham or not? If Trey White gets burned for 600 yards and they win, we'll say, all right, you got the win. Good. But, boy, we might want to fix that. I say this about this is the run defense in the last couple of weeks. They got beat up a little bit in the run against the Eagles in the second half and Washington in the first half. And, you know, what's Sean McDermott doing? He's focusing on run defense. They signed a player for it. So the Bills care about what the wins look like. They thought, ooh, that part of the win didn't look too good. Let's address that. Corey Legit added to the roster. So I guess I'm just kind of, flummoxed, surprised what it is that the majority say no. Maybe that's just, some sort of defense mechanism to protect the Bills or something like that. I mean, I care what the wins look like. I will give them some style points if they blow a team out. I know it doesn't actually count for more than one win, but it does matter. Texter asks, who cares if you win by 1 or 100? Everybody. Everybody cares. If you win by 100... everybody cares. Who cares? The point spreads care. The players care. Josh Allen said they're 6-2, but they're not where they want to be. Why would he say that? Because he cares what the wins look like. Do you care what the losses look like? Of course you do. How many times have we heard people point out that the Bills could have and maybe should have beaten New England? Why do you say that? Because it was close? I mean, you don't say a loss is a loss. Nah, loss is a loss. Write it off. Forget it. It's the same as getting hammered by New England by 30 if you lose by 6 and it came on a block punt. Like, are those the same? Of course they're not the same. So I'm here to say loudly and proudly, of course I care what the wins look like. And of course I care what the losses look like, because if it comes right down to it, you care what the team looks like. Like, isn't that what we're here for? So 803-0550 if you want to toss this around. Where are you with how they look and how much you care about it and how much is the right amount to care about it? Kind of had my my whole world shaken. I thought everybody was in the right spot on this, and I've got 68% of people saying they don't care what the wins look like. Wah! A shocker. A punch to the gut in the morning. 803-0550. Texter says, the question is bad. Majority saying no because to them, winning trumps all else. To me, how they look is important, but winning is more important. It's not to rank. The question doesn't rank them. What's more important, looking good or winning? It's just, do you care? It's not a false comparison. It's not a, would you rather look good and lose or look bad and win? It's not even that. It's just, do you care what the wins look like? So, you're all wrong. It's fine. Once you get to the playoffs, that's, to me, where this does go completely out the window. No, they don't have you take banners down or give back Super Bowl rings because the win was ugly. Ask New England in the Super Bowl last year. That's ugly. That's terrible. They looked awful offensively. The Rams looked terrible, too. And then there's the Eagles Super Bowl, which was the Patriots looking really good offensively, and they lose. So, you know, I'm not trying to pick between wins and losses. I'm just trying to evaluate a football team that the story of their season is they're 6-2, and they're not getting a lot of credit. And the reason they're not getting a lot of credit outside of this area is because of what the wins have looked like. Because they beat the Titans, who miss four field goals. They come back to beat the Jets. Jets could have won that game. They eke out a win against Cincinnati. They struggle with Miami. You know, that's what the team looks like. That's probably a better indication of what the team is than a 6-2 mark. You don't have to apologize for being 6-2, and you know, they don't take wins off the board. But, you know, the drought's over. That's another part of this, right? The drought's over. So it's not even about who cares, just get in, end this drought. Scott writes in, after years and years of watching them lose, especially those close nail-biter type games, I'll take the ugly wins. No one's saying you are not choosing ugly wins. It's, do you care that they're ugly? Win consistently, and then I'll buy the style points argument. Sounds like you're looking for style points. I don't know. Win consistently. They aren't, well, they're doing that. They're winning consistently. 6 out of 8, they've got wins. Their most impressive win to me is probably the Giants game. It's on the road, second game of the season. Maybe Tennessee. I do think Tennessee is a decent football team. If they have Tannehill in instead of Marcus Mariota, maybe that's a little tougher. But, you know, you've got Tennessee. It's a top defense, one of the better defenses in the league, and you got the job done. So I don't think they have all terrible wins. You know, you beat a Jets team on opening day that wasn't yet a train wreck. The Giants put up a decent fight, and you kind of held them at arm's length the whole day. Miami was the story of two halves. First half, not so good. Second half, got it done. Washington, a 15-point win. Like, just kind of just cruised to the 6-2 mark, and it starts to get a little more real now, I think, because, you know, the wins they have are over teams with 0, 1, or 2 wins outside of Tennessee, who's 4-4. And up next, you know, Cleveland's got 2. Denver's got 3. Miami is still in there again. And then you get to Baltimore and Pittsburgh and New England and Dallas. You know, those 4 games, I'm going to care what the wins look like. I'm going to care what the losses look like. If they go toe-to-toe with Dallas on Thanksgiving and lose late, I mean, I'm not taking moral victories out of that, but I think you can learn something about your team in both wins and losses, right? How'd they lose the Patriots game? How'd they lose the Eagles game? What happened there? In the Patriots game, the defense shut down that offense and Tom Brady, which kind of gives you the idea that they can shut down anybody. If you can stop Brady, you can probably stop most anybody. So I cared how they looked in the loss. And then against the Eagles, it was about the run defense, which is something they've been trying to fix since that happened and had a rough first half against Washington and looks to bounce back here. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. If you say no, you don't care what the wins look like. Do you really kind of mean yes, though, and you just wanted to, right? No, you don't care. 803-0550. Give me a call. It's early. Sal's on the way at 7 o'clock. It's Football Friday. It's Bills-Browns. They are underdogs. There's the perfect point. I don't think you're allowed to say you don't care what the wins look like and also care about the point spread. All right? How many people were upset that the Bills were underdogs this week? Upset that they're 2.5? How is that possible? Well, maybe If you don't care about the wins, that does make sense because you just see 6-2 versus 2-6. I mean, Cleveland's played a tough schedule, a very tough schedule, and they've not played it well, and they've shot themselves in the foot. And there's one stat we had on the Browns and the Bills and the Washington Redskins and the Jets, four of the top five teams. The stat was snaps per penalty or turnover, and both of these teams are at the top. The Browns are number one as of like 2 weeks ago. The Browns are number one. They have the most turnovers or penalties per snap. And the Bills were about fourth in that department. The offense has had trouble getting going, right? Pre-snap penalties. As of last week, the Bills were number one or two in the league in pre-snap penalties. So it's been something they're trying to get under control. It can be the kind of thing that kills a drive when your offense doesn't have that great of a margin for error, right? You just first and 15 instead of first and 10 or second and 13 after a small game because of a pre-snap penalty, whether that's illegal motion, delay a game, yada, yada. So they've got to button that up to try and get their offense going and stay in rhythm, if you want to use that term, because their offense still does not have a great margin for error. The team doesn't really have a big margin for error, but they've stayed within their margin and gotten wins against Tennessee and against Washington and Miami with games where they didn't even look that good. So, you know, I'm not here to tell you that the wins don't count or that they are not deserving of the playoffs. But, you know, as of Monday morning, when we're back here for Buffalo Bills Football Monday and it's Bills Browns, we're going to talk about what happened in the game because, you know, we care about that stuff. We care about how they look. Mo writes in, I'll take the wins, but I do want to see Allen look more consistent and be able to hit the deep ball. That's what helps put more points on the scoreboard, chunks of yards. Yeah, if there's one part of it that is definitely worth watching and evaluating, after each Bills game, you know, the first question is, did they win? The second question is, how did the quarterback look? You're still kind of in quarterback evaluation mode. The Browns right now, you know, if you think win's a win and loss is a loss, ask the Browns. The Browns aren't just thinking it's just losses are losses. It's how they're losing. The guy that was supposed to be their savior in Baker Mayfield, who played great last year, is not. And if you're a Browns fan, it's one thing if your defense is giving up a lot of points and your quarterback who looked like he'd be the 15-year stud, he's still playing great, but man, the defense is a mess. Fix the defense. Instead, in Cleveland, everything's going wrong except for Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb's the one thing that's working for them. He's been great in their passing game. They can't get the ball to Beckham. Everyone's talking about how Beckham is probably soon going to freak out. Why? Well, because it's not just losing, it's how they're losing. It's, you know, when you're losing, you want to figure out how do you get it back to winning. And if you're winning close games and putting games in doubt, like the Bills have done a little bit, they've kept games closer than they probably should. They're probably trying to figure out ways to, you know, further bury other teams, to get them into that next echelon. Because, you know, the goal is to be one of the best teams in the league. The goal is to convince people that you're one of the best teams in the league. You know, it's not exactly like college football, of course. There's no poll. There's no college football ranking. But this is life in college football. It's life in plenty of circumstances. But college football, it'll be all about LSU has to prove to everybody how good they are. And then they'll have to beat Alabama. And, you know, if Alabama wins or if LSU wins, how the game goes counts. The point differential counts. Point differential is in the standings for the NFL. It is a tiebreaker. Granted, it's pretty far down the list. It should probably be second, but it's pretty far down the list. So how the games go, it's even in the standings. It's baked into the culture of football that how you look does matter. Who you beat does matter. You don't get to be Boise State at 11-0 and say, win's a win, put us in the national championship game. I mean, UCF can try to say that, and they can put up a banner, but it doesn't make them champions, you know. You've got to – what you do in your wins, who you beat, how you beat them is, of course, of significance. And to me, it just seems like if you're fighting against that, it might be because deep down you worry that the Bills aren't all that convincing and aren't all that, well, I don't say they're not all that good, but if you say you don't care what they look like, I think it is because you're a little bit afraid to admit that maybe they're not as good as their record, which, you know, there are plenty of teams that aren't as good as their record and plenty of teams that are better than their record. We make fun of that all the time on the show. But I think the Bills are in a good spot from an organizational standpoint. Sunday's game is a juicy one. It's a good one. It's a juicy one. It's putting the Browns down. It's keeping, it's not even just about the Browns. It's about keeping Pittsburgh at bay and Oakland away as well. Oakland got a fifth win last night. Oakland sits at 5-4. The Raiders are in that playoff race. They look decent. Their offense is good. At 5-4, the Raiders are a candidate to make the playoffs. The Bills' playoff odds are very good. They're a favorite to do so. And maybe that's why you go with a win's a win, because, you know, you win four more ugly games, you're going to make it. Doesn't matter who you beat. You just make it and beat the bad teams, and you're in. I heard Jason Fitz on the way in talking about the Cowboys, saying that what the Cowboys do is feast on the bad teams and lose to the good teams. The Cowboys have the Vikings this week, you know. So if the Cowboys lose, they will face similar criticisms that the Bills are getting, which is, yeah, sure, you beat the bad teams, but when you step up in class, it's a little bit different. That's what was said about the Bills after losing to the Patriots. It was said about the Bills after losing to Philadelphia. I don't think it'll be said this week. If the Bills lose to the Cleveland Browns, it'll be about the Browns trying to fight and claw their way back. And for the Bills, it'll just be a little bit of a, well, there you go. You know, they're not as good as everyone said they were. But 7-2 will be tough to dismiss. 7-2 is 7-2. How they look in those seven wins doesn't matter for actually getting in, but for what anybody thinks of the team, I mean, yeah, for sure, that matters. 803-0550. Will writes in, it matters what the wins look like. The 2017 playoff team even had a good win against Kansas City on the road. It's time for this team to get one of those wins. That Kansas City win was a surprising win. That was after the San Diego game. Tyrod goes back in. They got a 16-10 win over the Chiefs. A little bit of a surprise. And yeah, without that win, I mean, they don't make the playoffs. So, road wins. Road wins are big. And road wins for young quarterbacks. Quick little stat of the morning. This will be an early one for you. I saw yesterday that home versus road. Like, to me, this is a big step for Josh Allen, what he can do, home versus road. And Kyler Murray. Okay, so Kyler Murray this year is a rookie, and he's had some decent performances. He's had a couple 300-yard games. The Cardinals are already more competitive than they were last year. But Kyler Murray has one stat that kind of just jumps out, and that is that he has 9 touchdowns in 9 games, and all 9 of them are at home. He does not have a single touchdown on the road. What's the major difference? You know, is it really that tough of an environment to play in wherever they've been playing, whether it's San Francisco or this week they're in Tampa? 9 touchdowns for Murray, none on the road. For Allen, he's been good on the road by comparison to how he is at home. I'll look up the splits to see if there's really any difference in his career. But I don't really feel like there's a major difference between Josh Allen on the road and Josh Allen at home. Take out the first like 5-6 games where, you know, he's playing against the Chargers in his first start, and then after that would have been, boy, who's the third game? I already forgot. It's not important. I'll look it up. I'll find out some splits on Allen to see how he does home versus road. But yeah, steps on the road, that's another big one, you know? That's a big one. 803-0550, Mike writes in, the Raiders saying is just win, baby. Not just win, baby, but only if it looks good. Mike, nobody said only. Why does anyone pit this against winning ugly? 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy White with you. Sal Capaccio joins me, top of the hour. It's WGR.
Show you what a mess that team is. I mean, you know, I'm down at the sidelines and I'm watching Odell Beckham Jr. show off his $350,000 watch to teammates. You've got him more worried about his facial look than getting the ball to Odell Beckham Jr. You've got him saying the lack of accountability for some of the players is not good right now. I mean, this is just a mess.
Man, I'll tell you, Beckham catches flack even when he doesn't do anything wrong. He hasn't complained. He hasn't done anything. Turns out he had to change his cleats because the Browns had a late uniform change. So it wasn't even his fault. Just hear like, this guy, this diva, he's more concerned about his facial hair. He is? Like, you can't even shave now without being accused of caring about your face more than catching footballs. If he complained about not getting footballs, it'd be about how he's a diva. Now it's that he cares too much about other things.
And once
you get in the spotlight, you just can't get out. Which is it? Beckham doesn't care enough or cares too much? Wow.
The answer is just yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes to everything.
Just a little pet peeve of mine. Just some of these guys can't win no matter what they do. They either care too much or they don't care enough. And that is one thing that, you know, Baker Mayfield did say when he freaked out. I mean, he kind of lost his composure. But it was during a question about a lack of urgency. Like, think about that for a minute. The question is, seems like there's a lack of urgency. Then he freaks out. Now he's too urgent. Like, sometimes the stories that surround these teams are, well, to me, it's just pretty clear. The stories are just written. I think the Browns' season is that their coach is over his head, and they've played a really tough group of teams. And maybe they have another really tough team on Sunday. We'll find out. Hopefully. 803-0550. It is Football Friday. It's brought to you by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino, the official casino of the Buffalo Bills, and by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, 2019 Pro Football Pick'em. The Sabres are in action today. Here's the schedule. Here's what we'll have. Sabres game is at 2 o'clock. So One Bills Live goes up to, I believe, to 1:30, at which point Sabres pregame comes on. Sabres game is on from Sweden at 2 o'clock. It'll be Buffalo and Tampa. Victor Hedman is back in the lineup for Tampa Bay. There's a shot of Rasmus Dahlin meeting Nicklas Lidström. I saw posted on Twitter, and it might have been John Vogel, that Dahlin was shaking when he met him. Like, just, can you imagine meeting a hero kind of situation, meeting Nicklas Lidström?
I mean, meeting one of the greatest defensemen of NHL of all time. Like, that's, and he's from your home country, and like you said, he's someone that you grew up watching.
Yeah.
And, of course, I get same situation, I'd be shaking. I don't blame him for that one.
Quick correction. The facial hair comment was about Baker Mayfield. Fine. Points the same. Baker cares more about his facial hair? No. Of course he doesn't.
He said he didn't deserve the handlebars.
Right.
How could you blame him?
Right. So anyway, same point. But back to Nick Lidstrom. Do you have anybody that if you met them in person, you would shake with admiration?
Probably. I just don't know who. I haven't really been put in that situation, I guess I would say.
Hmm.
I would say in context, like similar to that question, I mean, I shadowed Paul a couple times last year and in a bit of a reflection afterward, I was like, it was me, Paul, and Jason Palmville. We were talking about the Bills-Vikings game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, 10 years ago, I would have kicked myself in the pants if I was just having a football conversation with Jason Palmville.
Right, right.
Like, that was one of those sorts of things for me. But I don't know who it would be. I just know that it probably would happen at some point.
Yeah, I don't know I don't know if I have an answer. I'm not sure. But you have somebody that just like your whole life you looked up to them. I don't know. It may have been at one point Muhammad Ali, but you know. Anyway, good for Rasmus Dahlin, and hopefully he has a good strong game. You know, Ali passed away in 2016. I was just checking when he passed away. 2016. It would have been Ali maybe at one point. Anyway, 803-0550 is our phone number. It is Football Friday.
Headlines real quick for you, though, as well. Obviously, Sabres playing today, 2 o'clock, 1:30 is the Paul William Belts pregame show, as Jeremy already alluded to. Last night in the NFL, 26-24, the Oakland Raiders beating the LA Chargers. Phillip Rivers got picked off three times by Oakland, who now sits at 5-4. Meanwhile, LA down to 4-6 on the year elsewhere around the league. Colts quarterback Jacoby Brissett in question to start against Miami on Sunday. But Brissett did practice after spraining his MCL just 4 days ago. Bengals receiver A.J. Green suffered a setback to his ankle and is out indefinitely, according to Adam Schefter of ESPN. Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan limited with an ankle injury. And Saints running back Alvin Kamara upgraded to full participation in practice. Kamara has missed the last two games. This update brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Experts are predicting a brutal cold and flu season. Hey, it's already starting. Number one flu symptom, of course, is a fever. So use a thermometer to prove an accurate by more than 70 clinical studies. We can't always predict flu season, but we can prepare for it with the Exergen Temporal Scanner.
Thank you, Derek. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Couple texts. The Dalai Lama, Tiger Woods, and Paul McCartney are the three first texts that come in on who you'd be shaking if you met. 803-0550. The question is, it's the big question about the Bills. Do you care what the wins look like? My answer is, of course, yes, and of course you do, even if you say you don't. Everybody that says they don't has a, I don't, but I'd like to see, which I think means that you do. Of course you care. If you care that the Bills are not getting enough credit from whoever, the national media, the Browns, Vegas, then you do care. I mean, those things mean less, actually. Whether or not people where people put you in the power rankings doesn't mean anything, really. But it does reflect what they think of what you've done based on what you look like. Your DVOA or whatever, the defense value over average. I think that's what it stands for. It's Football Outsiders. It's a pretty comprehensive statistic that ranks teams, yada, yada. You don't care what the team looks like. Then why did the Bills change quarterbacks 2 years ago to get a franchise quarterback? Why'd they do it? They had a guy that threw 200 yards a game and didn't throw too many picks. Why'd they change? Because, you know, we cared what the wins looked like. We cared what the losses looked like. We cared what their ceiling looked like. 803-0550. Bobby in Niagara Falls. Bobby, good morning.
Hi, Jer. I do care about what the wins look like because I think a lot of these bad wins reflect badly on Josh Allen. Now, I'm a blind person, so I can't see what goes on the field, but I still love football, and I talk to my buddies who are big Bills fans, and my one buddy thinks that Josh Allen cannot be taught accuracy or to read the defenses correctly. So I'm here to ask you this morning, are you personally that concerned about Josh Allen's development? I want to know what you personally think, and that's my question.
All right, Bobby. I'm not concerned about it, no. I'd like to get him another weapon, and I'd like to see – I'll tell you this. Over the course of this season, the opener was – I loved the opener. I loved the opener because of how much they threw it and how confident they looked in Allen. That speaks to me when the coaching staff is that confident in the guy. And then against the Giants, it was a very, very good day for him. And Tennessee, he had one bad pick. I don't worry too much about the picks, especially if there's only one in a game that, you know, your quarterback does enough. The one thing about Allen is this. I would say he's been good to okay, and his fourth quarter comeback stuff has been overrated a little bit. He's been good in the fourth quarter. I'm not trying to take anything away from him, but I was having a text conversation with somebody yesterday about fourth quarter comebacks and QB wins and all that, and they asked about, you know, how many fourth quarter comebacks does Baker Mayfield have? And the answer is four. He had four in his rookie year. Mayfield put the Browns ahead of the Seattle Seahawks, and then Seattle's offense scored again. Sometimes a fourth quarter comeback is a function of your defense keeping you in the game and then holding the lead. You know, all these times that Tom Brady has had a fourth quarter comeback, and there have been a lot of them, it does mean that you're losing in the fourth quarter. It means that you're behind, which I'm not trying to take anything away from the quarterback, but the context is important. You can't be down unless you haven't done enough to that point. Now, sometimes you're down 31-28, and other times you're down, you know, 10-6. If it's 10-6 in the fourth quarter and you have a fourth quarter comeback, okay, you played a good quarter, but the larger body of work was that you didn't get it done. So I think the fourth quarter stuff is a little bit overblown. Their best weapon has been their defense and their schedule, and Allen's been okay. I would definitely say that from the first half of year one to the second half of year one, there was a step for Allen. And the end of year one to this point in year two, another small step. You know, he's consistently throwing for 200 to 250 yards and a touchdown or two. And still making teams pay on the ground a little bit as well. He's a playmaker in the pocket. There's no doubt about that. I still enjoy and have fun watching him. I would say a lot of people that said that would your friends that say he can't read a defense or whatever that other part was, they might just be ready for more. And I think being ready for more is totally fair. This week in Cleveland, you know, I can't tell you that how they win doesn't matter, because if they win 13-10, sure, 7-2. If they win 31-10 and Allen throws for 350 and four touchdowns, the tone is different. It's not the same. I realize it doesn't make them anything better than 7-2, but it's about statements, you know. How did Baltimore beat New England? They didn't just eke by. They really took it to New England, beating them by 17 in a Sunday night game. How you win, of course, matters. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Football Friday on WGR. It's brought to you by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino, the official casino of the Buffalo Bills, and by Rocket Mortgage, by Quicken Loans, 2019 Pro Football Pick'em. To Jazz in Cleveland next. Jazz, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Enjoy your show. You're coming in loud and clear.
Are you going to the game on Sunday?
I will be at the game on Sunday.
Are you from Cleveland or just there for the game?
No, I'm former Western New Yorker, but I've lived in Cleveland for 30 years.
Okay, very cool. Good.
But still a Bills fan. It's going to be an ugly game. It doesn't matter what the point spread is. I look at a 24-17 ugly win. I think it's going to be who makes the least mistakes. But going back, if they can get to 7-2, this is a big game. This is a statement game. But it doesn't matter on points, how many points they score. This is going to be an ugly win, and I think it's going to be this type of a season, an ugly win season. But if it gets them at 10-6, they're in the playoffs.
Take it.
All accounts.
Take it. And then I don't care how you win. I'll give you that one. As soon as you flip to the playoffs, I don't care how you win. The team that wins is moving on. The team that doesn't is out. 803-0550. Thanks, Jazz. Enjoy the game. 1-888-550-2550. Aaron writes in, I think any Bills fan should obviously care what a win looks like. The Bills and everybody else knew Josh Allen's development was going to be key hitting point when they drafted him. Would love to see them destroy their opponents, and they haven't been doing that. Sure. I mean, I don't need blowouts in every game. I don't need a blowout in any specific game. But I do care if... I guess it comes down to, will you give them credit if they get a huge win? Of course. Yes. We'll see what Sal says about this. 803-0550. 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy White with you. It is Football Friday. The Sabres are back. They'll play today and tomorrow against Tampa from Sweden. So we'll carry the game for you. 2 o'clock this afternoon. Take off early, you know. Head to the local watering hole, and we'll see the Sabres against the Lightning. 803-0550 to join us on WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I mean, you still look at Cleveland's schedule, and it's all favorable. I mean, I thought, particularly going against Denver, I just did a quick scan of the schedule, and I said, yep, they'll finish 7-9. And then that obviously changed because they ended up losing to Denver, and I was anticipating they would lose to Buffalo. But again, they still have enough winnable games that I think that they can, you know, get to 6 wins now. But that'll keep them in the ballpark. If they continue to lose to losing teams, I think he'll get axed out.
John Clayton, you can rewind that to yesterday afternoon and hear John Clayton joining Mike Shope and the Bulldog. The Raiders won last night. I just punched into the New York Times playoff machine what that does to the Bills' playoff chances. It's actually kind of funny. So there's a big number on the right side of the screen. It says 71%. And I go and I click Raiders as the winner. And all of a sudden, it's too bad there's no sound with this, making like old computer sound effects like bleep, bloop, bloop, bloop. And the number immediately drops to 54, and it's flickering back and forth, 56, 58, 62, 41. And, you know, it's doing the math. It's calculating all the stuff, wild card out. All right, and it arrives at 71, exactly where it was before. So that game didn't really affect the Bills yet. The Raiders got a win last night. They're 5-4. They're very much alive and have a favorable schedule. Bills-Browns, if the Bills win... The playoff machine says the Bills' chances of making the playoffs go to 82%, and if they lose, it's down to 62%. So they'll be still likely to make the playoffs either way, but a win is big. And if we were just to do worst-case scenario, let's say, just for the sake of it, Week 10 goes as badly as it can possibly go. So I'm clicking the Ravens to win, the Browns to win, the Titans to win, sure, the Colts, the Steelers to beat the Rams, all the AFC games that matter. Worst case scenario, Bills lose, and everybody you would possibly want to. Jets and Giants, I can't even. Right, it doesn't even matter. I'm not clicking these NFC games for strength of loss and strength of victory, Derek. I'm sorry, I'm not doing it. If everything that could go wrong went wrong this week, the Bills' playoff odds would drop to 56%. Now, if everything went right for them, I'll just do that too. Why not, right? Chiefs, Dolphins, Rams win. You go from 71%, according to the New York Times playoff machine, which I love to play around with. The fact that you can click every single game and just see how every game affects you is fun. And I like that they have it up early. If everything that could possibly go right, they're above 82%. So the swing is from about 55 to 82, depending on how things go. Of course, with the biggest swing being the Bills game itself. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy White with you. It is Buffalo Bills Football Friday, and there's a Sabres game. They will play against the Tampa Bay Lightning in Sweden. Linus Allmark going to get the start tonight, which is pretty nice. Allmark, a Swede, playing over there at the Ericsson Globe in Sweden. For anyone that's asked or wondered, they do shrink down the Olympic ice down to the NHL ice size. It is an Olympic rink, but they can make the adjustments, which I think is kind of too bad. It might be more interesting to see two games played over on the Olympic ice. I don't know if there's a rule against that you can't play a single regular season game. I would think that there probably is, that they protect against that. They want the same rink everywhere, but you could loosen those rules a little bit and decide that sure, two games in Sweden, let's give them that. But then again, maybe part of the entire point is you want to give Sweden the NHL game. They see the Olympic rink all the time. Instead, you want to say, here's our game. It's a smaller rink. Everybody's fast. Less room to work. A little more hitting, of course. 803-0550. Let's go back to the phones. I can't see a name on the screen. Jay. Hey, Jay. You're on WGR.
Hey, how you doing, Jeremy?
Good.
I'm good. Just wanted to call in on the topic that you were discussing this morning about the importance of the win. It's funny to me that you'll have people that are saying that, no, it doesn't matter, it's just win, baby. But those are the same people that are, you know, disgusted that our team ranks, you know, not in the top 10 when it comes to the national rankings of the whole league. And that right there in itself speaks to why it does matter. I mean, we have Howard pick the Bills every week, right? Simply because...
how the wins, yeah, that's right.
Of how the team plays, and that tells us how they're going to play when they go up against other teams throughout the year. So you can't really have it both ways. It's one or the other. And for me, I completely agree that it does matter how the team performs.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks for making the ultimate point. Right, Howard picks the Bills based on how they looked and how the other teams looked. You know, when the Browns drop another game and lose to Denver, it becomes, I mean, look at the Browns. Look at what happened to them. They look pretty bad. Not just 2-6, but they look bad, too. That's a good point. Howard picks the Bills. Everything turns on how these games look. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Thank you, Jay. Sal Capaccio comes in, joins me. Football Friday rolls along. We'll talk about this Bills-Browns matchup, bring you some more highlights of John Clayton on the Rewind, and plenty of coverage as we continue for Bills and Browns Sunday, 1 o'clock here on WGR.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.